This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Theo Katzman is coming back to Ann Arbor for a one-night open-air concert featuring a few of the area's beloved musicians. While Katzman is still the drummer and guitarist with the funk fusion band Wolfpack, he's been promoting his latest solo album. Heartbreak Hits came out in January of this year. We all know the powerful emotions that come with love and loss and heartbreak. Katzman says he tried to confront those emotions in his songs.
My father passed away. I had a breakup. I had a bunch of career changes that were sort of changing how I think about myself, from a guy trying to be a producer and a writer for other people to realizing that I wanted to be more of my own artist.
Katzman says he's learning to let go of expectations. And of course, with his wit and a sense of humor, he brings us a fresh take on heartbreak. We caught up with Katzman on the road, and he gives us some insight on his creative process in three of his songs.
Your teardrops with my shoulder when you cried. I called in sick so I could comfort you all night. Now you got cold feet, well just let me break the ice, yeah.
Hard work is a tricky one. It's like kind of a complicated emotion. It's really about the temptation to feel self-pity and righteous anger in the wake of a breakup, which I know is a common feeling for a lot of people. But the song itself is really more of me taking a shot at that feeling and not me taking a shot at a person or a lover or anyone like that. The song for me is summed up in the last line of, I know it's worthless, but for what it's worth, I put in the hard work. It's like this person who's like, I know this is the wrong way to feel, and I know this is bad, and I know this is going to get me nowhere, but damn it, I feel that way. Well, I am from New York. I was born in Manhattan. I grew up on Long Island, and when I was 18, I went to the University of Michigan, and I really just came of age as an adult in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Outside of the university context, I became a member of the music community in Michigan at large, and it was really a 7-year period for me, school for 4 years and then 3 years of just living in Ann Arbor and working in the community and teaching at the Ann Arbor Music Center and working at Mani Osteria and having a catering job and, you know, stuff like that that was really fun. And I have pipe dreams of being a chef one day, but it's even harder than music, so not going to happen. But but yeah, Michigan really shaped me as a person, and everything that has flown from that, both professionally and personally, has just been, it's kind of where I feel like my whole life starts in a way.
Looking out my
Good to Be Alone is really a very honest song, and it's really a love song, and it's about missing something that you had with someone. I painted it in a romantic context, but it really could be about any kind of loss of a person, just noticing that the experience of living feels somehow muted without that person in it.
On and on. Yeah, it's good to be alone. Don't want to call you on the phone. After a month out on the road, yeah. Don't want to tell you welcome home. Don't want to scratch you down your back. Don't want to cut you any slack. You got to scratch it on your own. It's good to be alone.
But there, I think, is an inherent irony in the phrase, it's good to be alone, because it's really, we don't want to be alone, you know? We want to be with people, and we want to be in communities, and we want to be in relationship with one another, but it is important to ground yourself in yourself. So that's really what that song's about. Well, there's another song in the record called Love is a Beautiful Thing, and it's, again, it's me exposing an emotion. I really wanted to write about jealousy on this record because I feel like I'm coming up with an original take on it. Maybe I'm not. Put it out there, like this feeling of, oh, love is so great, unless it's not being given to me from you, and then I just can't understand how it's a good thing. If you weren't listening to lyric, you might be like, oh, what a sweet song, let's play it at our wedding. But then you might be like, wait a minute, we can't play this at our wedding. Listen to the lyrics. So all my favorite songs do that, you know. Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel, almost every Bob Marley song has some kind of amazing disconnect between, or tension, I should say, between how jovial the music is, but the lyrical content is very heavy, and I really like that.
Theo Katzmann will be in Ann Arbor tomorrow night for the music festival Rock the District. His latest album is titled Heartbreak Hits. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Love is a beautiful